Today, I will be talking about puzzles. Puzzles sometimes do not make sense at first. But wait, it will in a minute. Let us pray. Father, thank you for another time to come into your presence to talk about your goodness and mercy. I ask you to give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to know truth, your truth. Speak to us. Thank you for another opportunity to come into your presence today. I give you praise. I give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, like I said, sometimes puzzles do not make sense, right? I encourage you to take a pen and a paper. I will give you references to many scriptures. When we get a puzzle that is so large, scattered all over, and junky, at first, it does not make sense. As long as we have the complete pieces from the manufacturer of that puzzle, we are good. We must understand that the manufacturer created that puzzle with a picture in mind. He invented the puzzle and had a hidden message within the unsolved junky mass. His major goal for us is to solve the puzzle and unveil its hidden message. Hidden in the seemingly messed up stack of hard cardboard is a jewel of worth. He didn't present the complete picture at first, right? He gives you clues, but not the entire solution to the puzzle. He wants you to take your time and navigate the complexity of this puzzle. Use your ingenuity, ability, knowledge, and then solve the puzzle. Now, not all the pieces of the puzzle comes in the same size. Some are small and some are big, depending on the overarching goal of the manufacturer of that puzzle. The manufacturer is the only one who knew the perfect size and dimensions of each piece. He created it to perfectly fit every spot on the puzzle board. He alone knew what purpose this puzzle was to accomplish. Every puzzle comes with its purpose and the roadmap to accomplish it. The manufacturer sees the end of the finished product from the beginning in his mind first. In other words, the manufacturer sat down first, had a vision of what he wants the puzzle to look like, thought about it, devised a plan of accomplishing it, and then started creating the puzzle. In order to solve the puzzle, you have to fit every spot with the right puzzle. If a piece is missing, we can never solve the puzzle. The manufacturer already knew how the end of the puzzle will be way before he started to create it. He saw the finished picture in his mind before he embarked in creating it. Similarly, God started by saying in Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 to 11, "For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me." Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, "My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." Calling a ravenous bird from the east, "The man that executed my counsel from a far country, yeah, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it." This, beloved, is the surety we have that Abba, the creator and source of everything, will stand by his powerful word. We must believe and know that he is able to keep to his promises. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 4 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay." Think about this for a moment. This all-powerful God kept an inheritance for us in heaven that is not subject to change and decay. Wow! All because of his love and mercy. Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. "By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us exceeding great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. God made us one body, and like a puzzle, he placed us in this vast space and realm of reality called Earth that he created for us. Psalm 115, verse 16 says, "The heavens belong to the Lord, but he has given the earth to all humanity." God alone has the answer to everything. Every soul he created has a purpose, why he created that soul. Every soul matters to him because he is our maker and he loves his creation so dearly. Everyone was created to fulfill the purpose of our creator. It is left for us to find out what our purpose is by asking the creator himself. But wait, like a puzzle, he has given us the clues in his word, his Bible. The Lord says in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Our lives are precious in his hand. Since he is our creator, he has a plan for us being here. He created us to fulfill his divine eternal plans." Talking about believers in Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18 to 20 and verse 27 says, "But now had God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it had pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. Now you are the body of Christ, and members in particular." There is nothing God created that is useless and without a purpose. God planned all he created way ahead before he started creation. God had us in mind before creation. We know this when he told Jacob in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 2, "Thus says the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen." And in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7, he says, "Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him." In God's overarching purpose, like a puzzle, he created every one of us in this world to fill every spot of his eternal purpose. Like a puzzle, we are a body of Christ. Every one of us matters. In his overarching divine wisdom of purpose, we fit together in him, not one missing. Let's look at these scriptures. Romans chapter 12, verse 4 to 13 gives us the clue to this spiritual puzzle called the body of Christ that we are part of. Take time and read this on your own. Every one of us fit in one of these spots. We are one body in Christ, though we are many. Every one of us is unique in his own way. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 to 32 talks about us as a unit of spiritual body in Christ. Take time and read this on your own as well. But verse 12 to 13 says, the human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. Though as many parts, we are one whole body. Some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles, some are slaves, and some are free. But we have all been baptized into one body by one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit. Beloved, we must endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit. This is where our power is. Take time and read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3 to 13 on your own time. But verse 4 to 7 says, there is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. However, he has given each one of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ. We must realize how important each of us are in the overarching, larger, divine purpose of God. We are loved. We are part of the body of Christ. Our identity is in Christ. We cannot be a solo puzzle. We fit together in one larger purpose of God for creating each of us. We may not matter in the eye of another human, but we must know that this human is what it is, human. Human is not the creator. God himself tells us how important we are in his purpose and why we are created. Like in a puzzle, when you finally are able to solve it, it comes together as one unified piece, and you can finally see the end result of what the manufacturer originally intended it to be. Similarly, the Creator had an intention and purpose in mind when he created us. We may not see the finished work as humans yet. However, he has given us all the clues in his word. All he requires from us is to do our part of the puzzle. At the end, we will see the big picture. Jesus prayed for us in John chapter 17. Let us look at verses 20 to 23. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Beloved, this is the perfect love and unity of oneness shared among God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When we come to Christ in salvation, we are engrafted into this perfect love and unity of the koinonia of the divine Trinity. Koinonia is the fellowship of the divine. Beloved, when you don't realize how much God, our Creator, loves you and sees you as part of His larger purpose, you will not know your worth. The reason you are made and how important you are in the larger overarching purpose of God, it is so important for you to realize how loved you are. You are precious. The enemy wants to keep us in a cesspool of ignorance and worthlessness, and his evil agenda is to weary us to think we are alone in our trials. There is no hope, no one loves us, no one cares, and at the end, he does not want you to fulfill your destiny and purpose of why you are created. The devil is a liar. Remember, your life is a threat to the devil. If you should discover your worth in God and your identity in Christ and just do your part, Satan and his demons will be out of job. Hallelujah. God is saying he cares for you. He loves you. You are beloved and part of his kingdom plan. God needs you. Our souls are not wasted. Like Abraham, when he was called by God to begin this journey, where God eventually gave him this eternal covenant we are part of, Abraham did not have the big picture. He did not wait to solve the puzzle first. The only clue he had to start with is the faithfulness of God. He placed his trust in God. And when he got the call, he took his entire family and immediate relations with him and went on the journey, not knowing the full details. God wants us to start the journey without the complete picture. He will not give you the full details at first, but as you begin, he will start to unveil and reveal the details one step at a time. This is to develop and make you perfect in the process. You must learn to enjoy the process. He is calling you to start the journey in him. He is calling you into a deeper intimacy with him in prayer, reading the word, meditating and fellowshipping with him one-on-one. In there, he will meet with you and give you the clarity you need. Dearly beloved, would you commit to consecrate yourself to him? Would you commit to separate yourself to him? Would you commit to dedicate yourself to him? He wants to reveal himself to you on a personal basis. He wants to reveal your purpose and destiny to you. I can't end this podcast without giving you the opportunity to respond. God is inviting you to be part of his eternal purpose in Christ. Would you give your life to Jesus Christ? This is the only way to be part of his spiritual body. I invite every one of you to say this prayer with me right now. Jesus, I thank you for loving me. I thank you for giving me the gift of life. I thank you, Father, for sending Jesus, who died and paid the price for my sins. Right now, I commit my life to you. I ask you to forgive my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. I receive you now. Thank you. Amen. Beloved, thank you for listening. And may the Lord bless you. May he shine his loving, gracious face upon you. May he grant you his peace. Shalom. As always, stay blessed. Bye-bye.